Ladies and gentlemen of the media, thank you very much for your presence. Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi have suffered one of the worst weather-related catastrophes in the history of Africa. In an already intense storm season, Tropical Cyclone Idai delivered a direct one-two punch of wind and flooding across a vast area long experiencing poverty and drought. We have all seen the heartbreaking images, raging waters, people stranded on rooftops, schools, hospitals, and homes in ruins. An entire city, Beira, practically razed to the ground, and enormous expanses of farmland, Mozambique's breadbasket, inundated on the eve of the next harvest. The death toll across the three countries is at least 700, but with hundreds still missing. And the devastation has affected an estimated 3 million people, nearly two-thirds of them in Mozambique. At least 1 million children need urgent assistance, and this number may well grow. We fear that whole villages have been washed away in places we have yet to reach. There are reports that $1 billion worth of infrastructure has been destroyed, and in many of the affected areas, electricity remains out. Goods are scarce or unaffordable. In Beira, a box of tomatoes that cost about 500 meticals 1 week ago now costs up to five times that much. And while a break in the downpours is welcome news, the risk of further rains and flooding remains. Today, I want to reiterate my complete solidarity with the people and governments of Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Emergency teams from the United Nations and our partners were on the ground from the start of the crisis. Under extremely difficult conditions, we have been airdropping emergency kits that contain food, medicine, water purification gear, and shelter to communities that are still stranded by the flood waters. We have reached 100,000 people with food assistance and are scaling up to reach many, many more. The head of the World Food Programme is traveling to Mozambique as we speak. We are flying drones to support disaster management authorities as they map up needs across the affected areas. And we are racing to prevent the spread of potentially deadly diseases. Stagnant waters, lack of hygiene, and overcrowding are breeding grounds for diseases such as diarrhea, cholera, and malaria. And we have heard today the appeal of the Mozambican minister related to cholera. And we are working to protect children and ensure as little disruption to their education as possible. I want to pay tribute to the humanitarian colleagues who are working around the clock to gain access to people in need, including in previously cut-off areas. Our efforts are now turning to life-saving aid and reconstruction. The UN Central Emergency Response Fund immediately allocated $20 million to help kickstart the response in a decision that was immediately taken by my Undersecretary General Mark Lowcock. Other countries have indicated support for which we are grateful. However, far more is needed. Yesterday, we launched the $281.7 million revised flash appeal for Mozambique, which is a scale-up emergency, the most severe. The revised appeal for Zimbabwe and the response plan from the government of Malawi will be issued in the days ahead. On Thursday in Geneva, we will be able to brief the donor community and all member states. And I call on the international community to fund these appeals quickly and fully so that aid agencies can urgently ramp up their responses. To strengthen UN efforts, I have named Mr. Marco Luigi Corsi to serve as humanitarian coordinator for Mozambique and Mr. Sebastian Rhodes Stampa as his deputy, already stationed in Beira. Both are highly experienced in steering UN efforts in crisis situations. Let me also underscore that Cyclone Idai was an uncommonly fierce and prolonged storm, yet another alarm bell about the dangers of climate change, especially in vulnerable, at-risk countries. Such events are becoming more frequent, more severe and devastating, and more widespread, and these will only get worse if we do not act now. That is why I'm convening the Climate Summit in September to mobilize greater ambition on mitigation, adaptation, financing, and innovation. In the face of turbocharged storms, we need revved-up climate action. The people of Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi will need strong and sustained support. Let the solidarity start with a generous response to the flash appeals. And now, if you allow me, I'd like to say a few words in Portuguese. Permitam-me que reitere a minha solidariedade com os governos e os povos de Moçambique, do Zimbábue e do Malawi. Sinto-me profundamente consternado pelos níveis de sofrimento e destruição causados por uma das piores catástrofes ambientais vividas em África. É extremamente doloroso constatar as centenas de mortos que o ciclone Idai provocou. Ver localidades inteiras alagadas, saber que casas, hospitais e escolas estão em ruínas, verificar que colheitas vitais para a alimentação das populações foram perdidas, temer as doenças e epidemias que normalmente surgem nestas ocasiões. É-me pessoalmente doloroso verificar a dimensão da calamidade na bonita cidade da Beira, que foi especialmente afetada e onde, no passado, fui eu próprio tão bem e tão calorosamente recebido. A comunidade internacional mobilizou-se na resposta à crise. As Nações Unidas e seus parceiros empenharam-se de imediato na distribuição de alimentos e de água, providenciaram serviços básicos de saúde, disponibilizaram materiais de abrigo e produtos sanitários. Centenas de trabalhadores humanitários estão no terreno, procurando chegar às populações necessitadas e proporcionar alívio e apoio. O Fundo Central das Nações Unidas de Resposta a Emergências atribuiu de imediato 20 milhões de dólares para responder à catástrofe. Em diversos países disponibilizaram também ajuda que se tem revelado vital para salvar vidas. Mas os meios de que dispomos não são suficientes. Com vista a reforçar a capacidade para fazer face à dimensão da tragédia, as Nações Unidas lançaram ontem o apelo humanitário de urgência no montante de 282 milhões de dólares para Moçambique. Seguir-se-ão idênticas iniciativas para o Zimbábue e Malawi. Apelo uma vez mais a uma resposta generosa por parte da comunidade internacional. Este é o momento para traduzir em gestos concretos a nossa solidariedade. Na sexta-feira passada, falei com o presidente Filipe Nyusi, a quem transmiti o incondicional e solidário apoio das Nações Unidas. Hoje queria dizer às autoridades e ao povo de Moçambique, e em particular às populações mais afetadas, que estamos juntos. Não nos vamos esquecer de vós. O apoio das Nações Unidas está a ser reforçado e será um apoio duradouro. Quando conseguirmos ultrapassar a fase da ajuda humanitária e de emergência, estaremos presentes no apoio aos esforços moçambicanos da retoma do caminho do desenvolvimento. O hino moçambicano diz que a pátria amada vai vencer. Contem com o apoio da Organização das Nações Unidas, Moçambique vai vencer este momento especialmente difícil. Muito obrigado. Thank you.